Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. Scott Burton, your host today, and in the studio with me now is Jeff Sauer to preview his Autobahn presentation on hiking the Pacific Crest, Appalachian, and Continental Divide trails. And also Brenda Wright, she's on the board of Juno Autobahn. Welcome to the show, you two.
Hello, great to see you again.
It's
Hello.
Nice to have you here. So, Brenda, Jeff's going to be presenting this Thursday, is that right?
That's correct, 7 p.m., UAS Egan Lecture Room.
All right, and is there a cost for this?
Oh, no, it's free and open to the public.
And how long do these usually last?
Well, you know, Jeff's got a lot of good stories. It might take a little bit more than an hour, but maybe a little less.
All right. Well, looking forward to that. It's this Thursday night. Jeff Sauer, the Pacific Crest Trail, the Appalachian Trail, and the Continental Divide Trail. Did you ever kind of do the math on how many miles all that was by any chance?
I think it adds up to about 7,500 miles.
All right. And people may know you as an attorney here in Juneau, now retired.
Yes, now retired.
A birder, naturalist, past president of Juneau Autobahn. But you started these 7,000 miles of hiking, what was it, back in 85?
In 1985, I decided to do a through hike. Yeah. Originally, I was thinking about the Appalachian Trail. And then once I arrived in Alaska, I thought, well, why do the Appalachian Trail when I can do something like see the High Sierras? And so I kind of switched gears and did the Pacific Crest Trail.
So take us back to 1985. What was happening in your life that motivated you to take – how long did that hike take?
It was 5.5 months.
Wow, it's a long time to be hiking.
2,500 miles.
Wow.
California, Oregon, and Washington.
All right.
Yeah. I was in Kenai at the time. I moved to Alaska in 1981. And when I moved to Alaska, I grew up in Ohio. And as a kid, I was active in the Boy Scouts, and my family was very active camping, and we spent time in the Smokies. And so I had been on the Appalachian Trail and certainly knew of, you know, this long-distance trail. And I think when I arrived in Alaska, I had this vague notion that maybe I would want to do the Appalachian Trail. And then that morphed into the Pacific Crest Trail because, as they say now, the Appalachian Trail is known as the Long Green Tunnel. So the High Sierras had a bigger draw.
Sort of the Appalachian, you're often ensconced in trees. Is that why they call it that? Or
yeah, exactly. I mean, you're in the eastern forest. And it certainly has its own draw. And I came back and did it some 30 years later, through hike the Appalachian Trail. Very, very different trail, but it has very different draws, and which are magnificent but different.
For our listeners, if you happen to have a device handy or be near a computer, you can look at ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon, and you can see images of Jeff and his wife sometimes on the trail. Jeff, which one should we start with?
Well, that first one you have there is obviously a desert scene, and that's in New Mexico a couple years ago. And when I was section hiking, hiked all the way across New Mexico in one season, April into May 2015, and I really enjoyed New Mexico. It's a beautiful state, beautiful hike across. Obviously, there are concerns about water, and you have to be very careful about water. But I hiked with a buddy. I hiked with four guys, actually. The guy started out with a buddy that I met on the Appalachian Trail. Another, as my wife would put, said Mog, middle-aged white guy. There's a lot of Mogs out there hiking. A lot of young people in their 20s to 30s and a lot of middle-aged guys.
Now, I think sometimes people think of doing long hikes like these as solitary things, but it sounds like between this individual and other people, it becomes social at times.
It does become social depending on, you know, what you want. People split off and hike by themselves, and sometimes you're just by yourself. There's nobody around you and no options except by yourself. And then other times it's very social. The Appalachian Trail is a much more social trail. My joke about the Appalachian Trail was that it was like a college dormitory moving 20 miles a day. Now, for instance, on the Continental Divide Trail, which is like the unknown sister of the three trails, and it's 3,000 miles, and there's a lot of really remote stuff. You can be remote and by yourself for days and days and days.
Which do you prefer, or do you prefer a mix of both?
A mix of both, yeah. I did enjoy the AT because of the social fun, you know, all these great little trail towns, places like Harpers Ferry, West Virginia, Hot Springs, North Carolina, Damascus, Virginia. These are wonderful little towns in the east. And you can walk into those towns and walk into one of the one of the two restaurants, and there's your buddies. It's like, oh, wow, I haven't seen you for a month.
Now, I understand your base pack weight was about 12 pounds.
Not 1985.
I bet it wasn't, right? I bet that changed over time.
So there's been a huge evolution in gear with technology and materials, mainly materials, since I hiked in 1985. And I finished the Continental Divide Trail just in September with my wife, September 15th in Montana. So, you know, we used the latest gear. So, yeah, a base weight of 12 pounds is not only achievable, but it's pretty common out there. It takes a few bucks, especially for like a really good down sleeping bag, and the tents are expensive. Other parts of that gear cost nothing. You can make what's called a Pepsi can stove out of two aluminum cans. Oh, that costs nothing. And you use denatured alcohol. What we use now is a windscreen around that is not something you buy, although you can, but you get two pieces of Reynolds wrap and make a super lightweight windscreen. So there's – and, of course, the internet is just full of this stuff. It's pretty amazing.
Sort of percentage-wise, how often would you camp and how often would you stay somewhere, like, say, when you're on the Appalachian Trail?
Well, that varied. The Appalachian Trail, you know, you're in one of these trail towns every 2 to 4 days. And when I did the Appalachian Trail, I was older. How old was I? 50. I turned 50 on the Appalachian Trail, I think. Anyway, and those had wonderful bed and breakfasts and stuff like that. And people put you up in their houses and stuff. So, and I took advantage of that. So that was much more time indoors. When I hiked the Appalachian Trail in 1985, and those two other trails have a lot less opportunity. The towns are much more spread out. Only a handful of towns in, like, you know, 2,000 miles. And I consciously chose on the Appalachian Trail. On the Pacific Crest Trail for the 5.5 months I was on it. I consciously chose to not spend a night with external heat source. So even if I was offered to sleep in somebody's house, I would say, oh, no thanks, I'll sleep out on the porch.
What motivated that, if I may ask?
I'm not really sure what, but I just decided to do it, yeah.
What's the time like for you on the trail, or why is hiking such a big part of your life? What does it do for you out there?
Oh, it's just nice to be out and be self-contained, walking. There's a certain freedom out there, especially when everything's on your back and, you know, you get away from the world. You know, there's this – the mountaineers – there's a classic book on basic mountaineering from the Seattle group called The Mountaineers. And that book's been gone through many, many publications, editions. And it's called Freedom of the Hills, you know, and that sort of says it all.
What would you say is on these three trails? I know they're different, but what was sort of the average time if one were just to set out and do one of them?
Well, there's two ways to do it. You can through hike it, which I did two of the trails, and then there's section hiking. So section hiking, you know, I've seen people on the Appalachian Trail. I saw one guy finish that had been at it for, you know, like 25, 35 years. Pretty amazing. And then through hiking is generally – I did both of my through hikes, the Appalachian Trail and the Pacific Crest Trail. Both of them were 5.5 months. Now, what's really interesting today is my wife and I just finished in Montana, Bob Marshall Wilderness and Glacier Park, going north to the Canadian border. And as we did that – and I did another section south of there earlier in the summer in the Anaconda Pintler Wilderness. Anyway, over the course of a month – we were passed by a number of young people, 20 to 30 that were thru-hiking those two trails, had come from the Mexican border and were only within a couple hundred miles of the Canadian border, so they were about to finish. They were doing it in four and a half months instead of 5-6 months. And that means they were going 30 miles a day on average, which means that a lot of days they were doing 35 miles a day. So that's staggering numbers and doesn't have to be done. And really, they've sort of turned it into an athletic endeavor. And by the way, this is not tough young males. There's as many young females doing it as males. That's sort of the evolution. And a lot of these females were out there by themselves, which was really interesting. And these are women that are 115 pounds, you know. So, of course, they've got – which can be done now because they're carrying super lightweight gear. Those people are carrying backpacks that look like day packs.
All right. What are financials like this? What should somebody budget for a trip like this?
Well, it doesn't cost much to be out on the trail. The gear can add up to a bit, especially the high-cost gear items are – a really good down sleeping bag, although I have a synthetic quilt that I used, which I picked up for just a couple $100 instead of dropping $600. And you can buy really expensive tents. My wife and I have a really nice two-pound tent, which is amazing, which was expensive. But you can get by with, especially if you have a solo tent, with a silkenized nylon tent, which is very lightweight and only a couple hundred dollars. And then once you're out there, it doesn't cost that much to be out there. There's a couple funny things about that. One was when I hiked the Appalachian Trail, my wife was on it in many sections. We were in Georgia together, and we near the southern end, and we ate breakfast for $4, but it got more and more expensive as we went north. And by the time you get to New England, it's like, wow, prices have doubled. Of course, you're in New England and wonderful little B&B in New England, you're going to drop some change. Now, so as far as the style, there's young people out there, some kids that are absolutely broke. You know, they don't have a pot to pee in. And, you don't see them in the restaurants. You don't see them in the B&Bs. They're camping. They're camping on the edge of town. You know, they're going to the grocery store. So you kind of feel bad for them, and we've bought a few dinners for them. So there's that group. And then there's a lot of us, like middle-aged people, that are dropping some change in these towns. And that's why some of these towns have really embraced the hikers, even though they may not smell very well.
I'm looking at this picture here with a beautiful lake behind you. Where's that?
That's in Glacier National Park, and that's in September.
You're in shorts and a T-shirt, sun shining.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Glacier Park was one of the highlights. It was just a gorgeous hike through there. We hiked 100 miles through there, and you go over a mountain pass every day, gain about a 2,000-foot gain, and with just spectacular scenery. It was stunning, and it was a wonderful way to finish. One interesting comment on that is, Glacier National Park, they have these – literature says, here's such and such glacier, and it's like, wow, that's a glacier? It's like some little remnant, tiny remnant. And in fact, apparently they'll all be gone within 10 years completely.
This looks Appalachian Trail-y to me.
Yeah, that's Appalachian Trail. I think that's McAfee Knob, out looking towards Roanoke.
Some beautiful images, which I suspect you'll be sharing on Thursday night.
Yeah, I have a lot of images. Yeah, so it's tough. We're going to go, 7,000 miles in 60 minutes. It's not going to be easy.
What's next for you? What's your next hike?
Well, my wife has tolerated this section hiking for years, every summer out of Alaska for a big chunk of the summer, which was not on one hand, not great to miss, especially like missing some of the summers here. So the joke is that the future is hers. And I've been told, which I'm absolutely fine with, maybe some bicycling, especially rails to trails. So we'll see. Although Teresa really got into the hiking, especially this past summer, she really got into her own in Glacier Park and south of there in the Bob Marshall. You know, we'd be sitting around. There was a group of four of us. A couple of buddies came in, and Teresa's like, come on, get up, let's go. And we're all kind of looking at her going, what? So she got into it.
Brenda Wright, how about you? What's your next hiking trip?
Oh, probably to look at birds. In fact, I'm really glad you brought that up because there's a new thing going on in Alaska. It's called the Birding Trails of Southeast Alaska. Audubon, Alaska, the state office, is forming this, and they're building a map. And one of the people that is organizing it is actually going to be in town this Thursday and would like to discuss great birding places all over Southeast with anybody that knows birds.
Is that going to correspond with Jeff's talk?
Yeah, well, she is going to give an announcement at the talk, but there's a preview meeting at 5 o'clock. If you would like to talk with her about your favorite birding places in Southeast at the Egan Lecture Room.
Okay, so that's 5 o'clock this Thursday at UAS.
And at 7 will be Jeff's talk on all these beautiful trails in North America.
I found you on Facebook.
Yes.
Is that a good place to?
Yes, it's on Facebook, and we do have a web page too.
Juneau Audubon Society.
Yes.
All right, Jeff, looking forward to Thursday. Anything else we're missing? Anything you want to add?
I think I'm going to start out talking by a common hiking phrase, which is see the world at 2 miles per hour.
All right. Thank you so much, Jeff.
Thanks, Scott.
Walking all day with my mouth on fire, trying to get talking to you. Walking all day with my mouth on fire, that's what I've got to do. Trying to get talking to you. Walking all day with my feet on fire, trying to get closer to you.